It was announced just last night that the International Olympic Committee has canceled the Summer Games in Tokyo, scheduled for this July. The athletes can leave their training for now and concentrate on caring for themselves and their neighbors in this time of pandemic. When the athletes return to the pool, the track, or whatever their arena of competition might be, they will rely on their years of motor training to help them recover their strength and skill. They have practiced so many hours that their brains have deeply learned and will remember how to compete elegantly and with proficiency. You and I today can rely on the training that we have developed over the years as we now compete in a kind of spiritual Olympics. We are not competing against each other, but we are meeting the challenges of the present day and striving to overcome them with the faith that has become part of our very person. Through many years, we have been reminded that God is the creator and ruler of all. We have taken to ourselves the good news that Jesus is God's Son and that he has conquered the power of sin and death through the cross. We have spent years learning to put that gospel at the very center of our lives so that our trust in God through Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit permeates our lives and powers our response to what happens around us. In times like these, we can rely on our training. These are the very days to breathe deeply and remember who and whose we are. We face more difficulty than we ever thought we would, but the truth remains that we are God's beloved children, practiced at loving God and neighbor. We have the training we need. Hear these inspiring words from Hebrews chapter 12. Let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who, for the sake of the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Peace be with you this day.